Manifestation continuation, introductory track 4. I had help, thanks. God, you could keep track of that. Ooh, no puns intended. Anything for, all right, you can just do a show of hands. How many of you, if you actually had to, think you could talk now? Yeah, it's about 6 of you, okay. 4 of which were pretty hesitant about it. Anything you want to share from that? Anything you noticed? Any part of that that really captured your attention, or any part of that that you totally left and don't have any idea what we did? The second half. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
It seemed like when I checked out and I checked back in, I got a rush of energy like, hello, you're supposed to be over here.
Yeah, when you checked out and checked back in, there's a surge of energy. Exactly. That's how it works. Yeah.
At some point, I had the feeling as if I had the sense as if I wasn't a dream I've had, which involved rushing water and my not getting out of it or something like that, or not getting the curve of the water. And it looked so familiar, but it was just so weird that that would just come up.
So one part of it was as if you were back into a dream that you'd had that had had a lot of symbology about water, which is emotional flow, and whether you were matching up to the curve of it or whether you were able to get out of it, except this time you're able to do it consciously, so you could choose. Yeah, very cool. We got you nicely deep. Perfect. Anything else? Yes, please.
I actually felt a little faint there during the first part, all the way to about maybe 2/3 into it. I'm going, I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to kind of lose it. And I've never felt that before in any of these classes. And then all of a sudden it just started.
Like, so next time when we're getting ready, you can look at your neighbors on either side and decide whose lap you'd like to pass out into. Yeah, he said he actually felt a little faint, and then that shifted, right, partway through the exercise.
Yeah,
because we worked with the heaviest parts first. And so we had to set the heavy parts so that we could etch that light through it. And so those heavy parts have a lot to it. Yes, please.
My body was very restless, but not my mind. It was really a dichotomy.
Nice.
Couldn't get comfortable, but my mind was gone.
So your body was very restless. It wanted to move around. It wanted to jolt. It wanted to distract you, and your mind went into the exercise and was gone instead. Fabulous. Any other pieces? How do you feel right now?
Very rested.
Was that tired?
No.
God, we just gave you a nap. What do you want? I know. After the nap, we're supposed to get.
Oh,
we want to go back to the nap.
Yeah,
how many of y'all would have been happy if that had gone on for, oh, say, another 45 or 50 minutes?
Yeah.
brought him back too soon, huh? Yeah, isn't that nice? Do you like that one? We're going to be doing a lot of various forms of deep work. Some of the nights, without it being so formal an exercise, I will be taking you into deep work and back out, and into deep work and back out, just with what I'm doing from the front. Other nights, there'll be specific exercises that we'll be doing, some very deep work to reframe on deep levels, as deep as your dream, and deeper, to reframe and reconnect how it's all stacked together. You may or may not recall, we actually restacked a few items here that had to do with casual things of day-to-day life. Okay? We just set them while we were there. One piece I want to give you is when you get ready to go to sleep, any time of day that you sleep, or even if it's a nap, toss it in the back of your mind when you're ready to move into sleep, just in your mind, go back to a phrase, which is color and light, music and sound. Color and light. Music and sound. And I'll show you why. When you're going to go into sleep, okay, y'all get comfortable, notice you're okay, notice you're fairly clear, your mind's fairly clear, the room's fairly well lit, the air conditioning's working. Ready? Color and light, music and sound. Just let your mind go to color and light, music and sound. Can you feel the shift? Come back. Breathe, let it out. Come on back. Breathe, let it out. Come on back in the room. That's what it's about. Color and light, music and sound. We set that when you're going to take a nap, when you're going to sleep for the day or the night, whenever it is that you do your sleeping, preferably not while driving. But when you're intentionally going to go to sleep, just see if you can remember just that phrase and set that phrase, and it'll set a healing frequency going in your body. Even if you don't remember it, it's set to kind of happen while you sleep anyway. But if you'll set that phrase as you're going to sleep, it'll take you very quickly. You may have just noticed, I said it twice. It'll take you very quickly into a pretty deep state for you to move right into sleep and move into a healing condition and a light condition in that sleep. So, confession time in the world of perfect timing. I intended to have these really cool little forms with me that were going to like let you register, and they'd have all the dates of the class and so forth, and I don't. Me and my printer, we did not make that happen today. So actually what I'm going to say is, if you have the ability to email me and let me know that you'd like to sign up for, the 5-week training will run weird. Next week is the first meeting of it, which in the email that I just sent out is accused of being November 28th, but it's actually October 28th. So next week, October 28th, Wednesday, is the first session of the 5. The week after that is my once of the month workshop for November, which has some fabulous concept and amazing ideas. And if you're in the class, you'll get some special discounts to be there. And then the week after that would be the second Wednesday of November, we have class. And the third Wednesday, I think, of November, we have class. And then we have a Wednesday that's Thanksgiving Eve, right? We don't have class that night because Scout's body has to be over at East-West. No, it has to be. Gets to be over at East-West on Thanksgiving Eve, doing an amazing workshop over there. And then on Lag Time Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I'll be doing an afternoon workshop that's all in the East-West write-ups. Okay, so we have to skip that one. And then we have the week immediately after that, because that Wednesday is the last Wednesday of November. The first week of December is my Want of the Month workshop, and you'll have some special discount to attend that workshop. It's some fabulous topic. And then we have the second and third Wednesdays in December, which is like the 16th and probably the 16 minus 7 would be 9, something like that, will be the fourth and fifth meetings of the class. So basically, every Wednesday except the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, come here. And some nights it'll be our class and some nights it'll be a workshop. That's just that easy. And the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, go to East-West. You know, just frame it that easy. From now until 2 weeks before, from now until the 16th of December, every Wednesday be here except for Thanksgiving Eve and be at East-West for that. And we'll clarify that as we go. If you can, if you haven't already, let me know that you want to register for the series. If you can email me to register for the series, great. If you can't, show up next week and go, I'm here, I want to do it. And the email also neglected one subtle point, which is how much does it cost? And that's millions of dollars discounted for you guys to, no, kidding. It was so fun. I was, a friend of mine is doing an online workshop with somebody tonight, and I glanced at the price of that, and my first take was, God, am I cheap. And I'm not sure that that's exactly how to phrase that, because they were doing a one-evening workshop online, not in person, and it was $145. So let's see, at $145 a night times 5 weeks, I think, let's see, 145 plus another week, plus another week, plus another week, plus, that ought to come up to about 160, right? So that's what we'll bill it, that's what we'll put the class at. The tuition for this class, for all 5 weeks of it, and the recorded materials that you can either download or get from class, and the homework, and every joke that you can remember and retell well, it's 160. So that's enough to pay me and pay the room and keep me fed so that I don't get too skinny. Any questions?
You miss about 3 classes.
The cool part is you do not have to be here to do the class. We'll have people, we already have people. That was really cool. Just to let you know how the remote worked on last round, I think I've heard from 2/3 of the people that did it remote last time were among the first people to say, sign me up. So that's not bad feedback. And so the rest of them, it's not that they haven't signed up. I think they just hadn't heard about it yet. So you can do it remote. So if you're not going to be here in class, what happens is if you're not going to be here, or if you want to do the whole thing remote, that's okay too. I do the energy work on you anyway during the class. Even that exercise we just did, there's people out there that just went through the energy work of that exercise without the whole depth of it, because I don't know if they're driving. But they just went through the energy work of that exercise wherever they are on the planet now, and they'll go through it again. It'll re-trigger when they listen to the audio. So I do the energy work while we do the class, and then you can download the audios online, or the next time you come back to class, we'll give it to you. And then you can do the audio of the class when you're ready to go through it. How many of y'all did miss a class last time? Yeah. How many of y'all that missed a class, later you listened to the audio and that was like groovy enough? Yeah, so, it won't offend me. Let me know you're registered so that I know to do the energy work. I'm sorry, what?
You said there were going to be more exercises.
Yes, yeah. We're going to be doing a lot more of the deep work, but it'll carry in the audio and the energy will carry with it. Absolutely. If you want to test that out, by tomorrow evening, probably tonight before I go to bed, tonight we'll put it, I'll have it up on the, tonight was a free introductory, so it's going to be, it for this week, it'll be up on the website, free access. There'll be a, any of y'all that go to my website, notscott.com or lifeinsights.net. The easy one is notscott.com. We ought to get you like isscott.com. That'd be cool. But notscott.com is a shortcut. In fact, all you have to do is up in the address bar, just type N-O-T-S-C-O-T-T. Don't, no W's, no nothing. Just N-O-T-S-C-O-T-T. Hold down the control and hit enter. You know, C-T-R-L spells control. Control enter, and that'll put the W's and the .com right on it, and it'll take you right into lifeinsights.net. Scroll down, and there's a green box for a class ago. There's a purple box for a class we just finished. Underneath that will be a different color box, and initially it'll say, in fact, it may just only ever say, continued. and just click there, and at least this week, just click there, and there won't be any passwords. It'll just take you right in, and you can download. So if you want to check it out, grab track 3, which is the exercise, and sit yourself in a really hard, uncomfortable chair, a little away from the back of the chair where you're not supported at all, and try it even with your eyes wide open and see whether or not the exercise carries on the audio. Just science. Yeah, give it a shot. It'll carry. We've had people literally across the planet in some of our classwork, and what they discovered when they came back the next week of class and they were talking to, and they were listening to what people had experienced during the week, that they'd had the same experiences as the people, like during the week they'd interacted with people, they'd had the same class experience except that they just had it socially with whoever they were interacting with at that moment, wherever they were on the planet. It's like, whoa. Yeah, it works. Yeah, so you're welcome to do it that way. Other questions? Yes, please. The healing class? I'm still figuring that one out based on setting my location, and from setting my location, figuring out what day I have that location available, and from figuring out what day, then we'll get that laid out. It's still my intent to get that one started before the end of the year. But it'll run 10 weeks, so you know I can only overlap so many weeks with this one if I get it started. So right now, this is, since I thought it was November already, that would look like it probably can't start till probably around the end of November. So I'm starting to worry about whether or not I will be able to get it started before the end of the year, but that's my intent. Right now it looks like it's leaning toward either being a Monday or a Tuesday evening of the week. My preference was Thursday, but for some reason that's not looking like I get the final vote necessarily on that one. So no, I have not figured out any further about that, Mark, sorry. If you start this one and then that one and you decide, and that one shows up and you can't do two nights a week and you want to like leave this one and go to that one, we'll like prorate and cross-apply or whatever makes sense. Yeah.
Daughter and husband.
Oh, you just sent me an email about that. Tell me.
Daughter and husband. I get to teach Scouts workshops also, but
way over. Hi, Tina. You started it and you hadn't even told me about it till now?
I told you.
I love how tightly I have control over things.
But actually, it's going to restart again next Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
So last night, first class is going to do it again next Tuesday.
Cool. The prerequisite for Daughter of Healing is you have to be a grad of the healing class. Daughter of Healing is actually the instruction on the yin side of the energy flow. It's all about becoming magnetic and drawing to you. That's the power of the yin side, ladies. So it's all of that feminine side of the energy. The melding exercises and the practices in Daughter are enlightening. It's a remarkably powerful training. And so Clearly, as far as I know, that's not coming up anyplace else till after the first of the year. So if you want to jump on. The Daughter of Healing is part of the ever increasingly ill-named healing trilogy. Because there's the healing class itself, which is the first class that I ever created that I was just talking with Mark about. There's Son of Healing, which is the yang side. It's that masculine standing in your space and starring and taking dominion over your space. That's not dominance, that's dominion. Taking dominion over your space. Daughter is the receptivity and the magnetization, the yin side of energy. And then there's Child of Healing, which is bringing back that ability to create magic and move beyond belief systems. All of those packaged together in one set of tools based on the tools of the healing class. So the daughter, son, daughter, and child all have healing class as a prerequisite, just as this one has previous manifestation work as a prerequisite, just because otherwise we can't start at the level we're at and move forward. We'd have to start at scratch and build everybody forward, which we do, but this is way more fun. That's why we'll be able to do more of the deep work on this go around, because we've set a lot of the things in place already. Yeah, cool. You can reach Tina by email to just tina@lifeinsights.net. So I'm scout@lifeinsights.net. You can get to tina@lifeinsights.net. Other questions? Cool. Thank you guys very much for showing up tonight in spite of me making it difficult for you. I love you very much for being here. Have a great night. Good night.